Welcome back. Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 28. We didn't really talk about what we're going to call this, actually.
What is it? Just ghosts and...
Poltergeists and demonic possession.
Yeah, that sounds...
Okay.
Man, we got a full studio today. I'm Zell.
Mr. Conspiracy, as always.
I'm Byron.
I'm Dan.
Studio audience, Josh coming at you.
Josh, new member of the Theorist team coming in for his first pod here, so... I'm not sure what he's going to do, actually. He's drinking beers.
Coming in nicely, too.
As usual.
Yeah. I'm just honored to be here. So.
He's the unknown quantity.
Yeah. He's got a great voice, though, for the pod.
I like
Chemical
it.
X.
Anyways, it's been a few weeks since it's been for you. It's been a while. You missed...
I've been lying.
You missed after 2 hours where Conspiracy just ate the mic. So fucking hard. and then I was too lazy to edit it because I was like, I had to get this pod out, and then his breathing was in there. So he's gonna try his best today not to eat the mic. And there he is.
I think I saw some people say some things about that.
But
yeah,
as
feelings a little bit.
As everyone knows, we don't make promises, and if we do, we forget to keep them usually.
Exactly.
Yeah. But fuck. There's been
prolapse.
Yeah, it started already. Well, I'm gonna start off with tonight's episode is brought to you by Goose Island Goose IPA. It's fucking good. If you like hoppy beer, go pick up a case because it's strong, 5.9,
55 in the UIB.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck that means. IBU rating. I guess it's just the hop rating. Higher the stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fucking pretty high.
I think.
Anyways, we gotta talk. People have been asking us. We gotta fucking do a quick update on the.
I know what you're gonna say.
Everyone just will not stop posting about it on Facebook.
I won't stop.
Mr.
Never stop.
President. Well, I guess President elect Trump. Isn't that what you say before he's actually president?
Yep. President elect. Right. Yep. President elect. Yep.
So that took everyone by surprise, I guess. And everyone's pretty pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason. But I don't know, Dan, you're the only American in, so you have the best knowledge of this. We're just a bunch of Canadians up here just watching the show. So give us your thoughts.
So basically, it was the entire election process up until he actually won the 280 some electoral votes. Everybody thought Hillary was going to win, and then it started watching it. I mean, I watched it over here from outside the country, and it was like watching some insane TV show. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? After he won Florida and he took North Carolina and those votes came in, and you just watched it just go downhill from there. I mean, if you're a Trump supporter or a Hillary supporter, it just looked so bad. I mean, I was in shock. I was like, I didn't think he had any chance to win. I didn't think he was going to win either. But really, the mass media played it terribly. All the polling companies and all them had everybody thinking Hillary had it in the bag. And so like when he won, it was just like for the first like 24 hours, everybody was just in shock that he, not only that he won,
Anarchy.
But that he won by such a big margin.
It was, man, like you're saying, like I was watching it too. And it felt like I was honestly watching between like quarters of NFL games, like the media coverage, how everything's being analyzed, and the fucking guys touching the screen. He's like, listen, in this county, you got they're 43.2%. She's up by 400 votes. And he went through like every fucking county, and it was like, man, this is like play by play in sports. It was like so produced. I was like, is this election? Is this a reality TV show?
Circles, if he runs this way and runs
John
that way.
Like, effect. Okay, folks, listen here. If you look up here, you give a little circle around this guy.
It was over the top covered. It was fucking, I guess it's a huge event. I guess every time it is a huge event, but this
it's
one
is kind of a pretty fucking big deal.
This one was really bad because it was so divisive. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It started like
the two candidates, you couldn't
ago?
Have two different candidates, just so different. But, now that he's in there, I mean, we've got people protesting. There's still people protesting.
There's people in Vancouver protesting.
Like, I don't know why in Canada, if you're from Canada and you're posting about Donald Trump like he's the worst guy, or you post about Hillary like she's the queen of the world. Come on, guys.
They're both bad.
They're like it was a lose-lose. I felt like Hillary just continued on the same foreign policy, the same wars as Obama and as Bush before. Like it would have been the same thing. Trump, maybe he does the same thing, or maybe because from a conspiracy standpoint, the conspiracy goes that Trump is against the globalists. He's against that. I know Alex Jones, even though he's a fucking propaganda spitting Nazi himself, just preached Trump to the. He's like, oh, he's against the NWO. He's with Putin. They want to end the NWO. They're like, man, I don't know. It's just like, from that standpoint, I can see why some people are like, yeah, he's going to save us. But like, Obama was supposed to, everyone, like, it's all, the president's speech is always, we need change. You need a savior. Like, I'm your guy. And then, like, everyone rallies behind him. And then 4 years later, like, oh, that was stupid.
Well, here's the thing. You're never going to have a good election. You're never going to find one person that everybody likes every year. Yeah. Or every 4 years, it's going to be pretty much split down the middle, split the country apart, and people are going to fight about it for the next four years until it starts over again.
This election was just a huge, glaring example of how broken like the U.S. political system is.
Yeah,
like just the way that the parties worked and what happened. It was just that it was the Hillary was just the culmination of the Democrats' 20-year plan. Of trying to put her into power and trying to raise their own somebody who could just bring everything together. But, through cronyism and they're trying to strategically place people and trading all the favors. I mean, if I keep saying and, you know, it's hindsight's 2020, but Bernie Sanders would have won. No, hands down.
Yeah, it's weird.
Would have crushed
because there's only you really only have two choices. I mean, in Canada, we really only have two choices, usually two, but there's always four parties well represented, in the media. But in the States, I feel like it's just you have Republican, Democrat, they're just pumped in all the stations. And the other guys, whatever parties, you never fucking hear about. Where up here, you don't, at least. It might be just a local thing you only hear about, but.
Yeah. I mean, we're mostly a two party system. We say we have more parties, but there are, but. They're not as well represented as Democrats and Republicans. Like Bernie Sanders is an independent. I think he went back to being an independent now. He only went with the Democratic Party so he could try and get the nomination as president. And he said he'd line up with them. But the thing is with Hillary is she couldn't drum up the kind of support that Trump could. Because, I mean, you have the fans of Trump or the supporters. They're fanatics.
Yeah, they're insane. Like, you know? Fuck yeah, they were.
They're absolutely nuts. Shit. And,
some of them
and Hillary doesn't
outrageous.
Have that, but Bernie did. Bernie, when you went to one of his rallies, the people were absolutely crazy about him. They weren't Democratic Party supporters. They were Bernie and the movement supporters.
Man, I loved Bernie Sanders just because Larry David played him on SNL and it was so fucking perfect. I was like, oh man, this is fucking great.
That was so funny.
The same person.
Oh, kind of is.
Oh man. Anyways,
well, should we get off?
Yeah,
move
on.
This is final point. Hillary Clinton, she rigged the primaries against Bernie. She was caught in all the WikiLeaks shit. She was shit. Trump is he just came out of nowhere. He's a non-politician, fucking bigot, little fascist, little racist.
Yeah,
didn't fucking stick to a script and won over a scared and terrified population.
Uprooted.
Oh, I'm gonna say it's gonna be a wild 4 years. I'm kind of excited a little bit about what's gonna happen. I'm just this is gonna be fucking nuts. Buckle your fucking seatbelts. Hold on to your butts. Let's do this.
It's fucking weird. It's so fucking weird because it's weird when Russia's now cheering for you on the other side.
I'm telling you, Trump and Putin are gonna fist bump and they're gonna Eiffel Tower China and be like, boom.
You heard it straight from our Southeast Asian alien correspondent, Dan.
They're gonna Eiffel Tower high five.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways,
good
fuck.
Stuff, Dan.
You know what?
On that note,
the election, we covered it. You've heard it a million times. Yep. So there's nothing else really we can say on it. So we're gonna move on. We're not gonna talk about it for a while. So we're gonna go with some poltergeist and demonic possession stories. See what we brought to the table.
One thing first.
Oh,
space news.
All right, space news.
News. I got one thing. That's it.
All right.
That I have.
Word.
November 14th, biggest supermoon we're supposed to see in our lifetime.
Biggest supermoon or biggest full moon in 69 years.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Get out your telescopes. Keep those eyes on the skies.
Man, that is actually fucking pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
I hope we have a clear night for it.
If it's a clear night, it should be something to see.
That's something you get in your car and go for a drive.
Big what?
Something, yeah.
Observatory.
All right.
That's a really good
idea. The only space news that I kind of had was the Atlas V rocket launches WorldView 4 satellite. It's an Earth observation satellite, and they launch it today, Friday, November 11th. But you're going to hear this. It's going to be the 13th or later. So that's up there. So
I had heard something else, too. I guess that they'd finished, like, just finished building the Super Hubble telescope.
Super Hubble telescope.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be like
ridiculous.
Yeah, because
Hubble takes some sick images. This one is supposed to be next level. So we're gonna see.
It's supposed to be the next universe, probably. I think that we're gonna find life with it. Is what I hope.
Well,
find something.
They're just like a deep space telescope, right? So just see like stars, planets forming, like a whole bunch of shit like that.
Why can't you zoom in on a planet?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Well, I think like the Hubble telescope.
I guess you could get really good pictures of different galaxies and stuff. I don't know if you'll be able to see individual planets, but
Kepler telescope is meant to focus for planets passing in front of other suns.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's like what it's designed for, and the Hubble's meant to like stay stationary on a like single point
just
of space.
Everyone's seen the picture where it zooms in on this one point of space.
And it zooms in and like shows like 1,000 galaxies. Not even stars anymore because it was zoomed in there for so long. But yeah, so okay, Super Hubble. Stay tuned. See what happens. Yeah, let's stay tuned for some images.
Look it up.
Mr. Conspiracy's back. Anyways, Dan, you're always great at starting. So you want to give us what do you got? A poltergeist?
Yeah, I've got one of them. It's called the Danny Poltergeist case.
This
happened in 1998. In Savannah, Georgia, and it involved a possibly haunted antique bed purchased by one Al Cobb.
A haunted bed.
Kind of.
Please tell me somebody got ghost raped in this bed.
Okay.
You ever seen the Scary Movie 3 or something?
No, it was a bit more creepy than Scary Movie.
More creepy?
So Al Cobb bought this vintage late 1800s bed at an auction for his 14-year-old son, Jason. And apparently, about 3 nights later, Jason, the son, said that he told his parents that he felt like someone had planted their elbows on his pillow and was watching him and breathing cold air down the back of his neck. And the next day he felt sick.
He got sick or he felt sick?
He felt sick the next day.
Oh, okay.
And the next night he said he noticed that he had a photo of his grandparents next to his bed. And he said that the photo had been turned down, face down.
That's a little weird.
And so he said he flipped it back up. And he came back, and it was the next day the photo was down again.
The ghost didn't want the picture to see what the ghost was about to do to this child.
Look away, Grandma.
That must have something to do with the haunted bed. Anyway,
so it gets a lot creepier after that. So after he left, he said later that morning after he left and went to breakfast, Jason, the son, he came back, and he said in the middle of his bed were two Beanie Babies. So this is 1998. So Beanie Babies are still cool.
Still cool. Yeah, they were the rage at that time, man.
But did you have a collection of Beanie Babies, Mr. Conspiracy?
Had I still have a collection of Beanie Babies?
They're worth money, man.
They are worth
they're
money.
Worth money.
Are they still worth money? People still fucking trade these things.
Yeah. They're rare.
All right. Well, there you go.
I mean, I've heard.
Sorry, Dan.
Byron has a set too.
So, I mean, this isn't unusual for poltergeists. I mean, a lot of poltergeists play around with toys and stuffed animals and thing. I've read a couple of cases where this is the thing. But they said they also found a conch shell and a dinosaur made of shells. I guess these are souvenirs and toys that Jason had in his room. And he found those in the middle of his bed. He didn't put them there. Or he said his parents, he hadn't put them there. Al Cobb apparently just trying this. All of this wasn't making any sense to him, and you know you can't really put it together in your head. It's kind of hard to imagine that your house is haunted all of a sudden. And they said that he called out into the room do we have a Casper here? Like Casper the Friendly Ghost. And he says, tell me your name and how old you are. And he said he left some line paper and some crayons. And with his family, they walked out of the room. And 15 minutes later, they all came back in and they found written on the piece of paper in large block-like letters, like a child would write. It said, Danny, 7.
Danny, 7?
Told
Danny, comma, 7.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Weird.
That'd be fucked up.
Were there any reports in the area, or I guess the bed was bought elsewhere?
I don't think there are any previous records of ownership on the bed. I don't think there's anything. There's no ties that they say to. I didn't read anything. The reporter that reported this whole thing didn't get anything history on the bed or anything, but just the case that happened. So I'm assuming that nothing else had really happened. But they said that the events with the crayon and the leaving the notes, this kept on going. It was a recurring event. And after a couple tries of trying to communicate with the spirit, Danny, which they had written the name, they said they figured out, or they put together the story that Danny, the child, his mother had died in that bed in 1899, and he wanted to stay with the bed. And he made it clear that
that's an old
yeah, he said he made it clear that he didn't want anyone else sleeping in it, because they found another note that said no one sleep in bed.
Well, that's why you'd put toys in the middle, because it'd be uncomfortable to sleep on top of toys.
Yeah.
So it's going to try and stop you from going into it.
So this poltergeist connected to the bed. Did it escalate from here? Did you start throwing these toys, or?
Actually, it went a little bit farther. And after that note had been left, the no one sleep in bed, Jason the son decided to. They said he decided to stretch out and pretend to take a nap to see if something happened. The father said that was a mistake, because he walked out of the room and he doubled back to come back in to pick up his clothes, and he said there was some sort of terracotta head that had been hanging on the wall, and it came flying through the room and just missed him before smashing onto the closet door.
Ooh, baby.
Fuck.
Dang.
Goddamn ghosts, man.
Danny got real.
Even after the notes, they said they left a lot of notes. There was sightings of moving furniture, opening kitchen drawers, that kind of standard poltergeist stuff, flipping over chairs, lighting candles, arranging posters to spell out a person's name. They said it spelled out Jill, which might have been another spirit, or they said there might have been other multiple spirits that came in here. When they said... was named Uncle Sam, who came to reclaim his daughter. He said he was buried under the house.
So that house, that was in a bad spot, that house.
So the house is bad.
Yeah, it was not a great. A parapsychologist named Andrew Nichols came in to investigate, and he said that maybe it was actually not so much a spirit as it was Jason, the son, had some sort of latent psychic ability, and there was some sort of electromagnetic energy in the wall and the way that his ability reacted with it, and they caused these
events. Just try and reach for anything, eh?
Bonded with the bed or something?
Just like, listen, the lead paint in the walls and, you know, the way the plumbing was, those fucking Beanie Babies. Fucking floated right up there.
The lead and the Beanie Babies.
I've mentioned before, I'm not a big ghost guy. I mean, I've certainly never had any kind of paranormal event that I've seen that I remember anyways. And, but I tend to take people more at their word when it's like a scared couple. Like, you know, if it's just like a man and his wife,
right,
and they say that crazy stuff is happening, I'll tend to believe them.
Yeah.
You know, if they have children, usually what happens then is that it's the children just playing some sort of joke or something like that.
Yeah, it's weird. The children from everything, like, you always read, like, it's always children that are susceptible to, like, paranormal contact.
Because they've got the creative mind.
Because, yeah, either some, like, their mind hasn't, like, matured enough to, like, break out of that, like, out of that consciousness or that reality, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, like, the meshing of maybe dimensions.
Bullshit.
But, I don't know. Haunt, like, I fully believe there's, like, just like UFO encounters, 95% can probably be explained.
Yeah.
But there's some you're like, nope. Like,
how?
Like, fucking how?
How?
Prove it. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But yeah.
Some of the shit that happens out there.
Anything that just gives me the fucking creeps.
Yeah. Anything with child ghosts, like, when people talk about fucking that, child man. Ghosts, creep me out.
Yeah, fuck. I'll never forget The Ring, all right?
No.
I was young when I watched The Ring. Scared me for years.
That type of looking girl with the white dress.
The white dress and the long
fucking... That always scare me. Yeah. Lifetime. Just scarred.
Well, the one that gets me is like, we'll get into a bit young ones like that. The Annie doll.
Fuck the Annabelle doll?
Fuck
the
Annabelle doll, yeah.
Yeah. That one's fucked up too.
Anyways, we gotta, let's move on to Mr. Conspiracy, what do you got?
Well,
you got
I was gonna say, sorry to cut in, mate, but
No,
talking
ahead.
About 1998, my story happened in 1998.
Oh, keep going with 1998.
So it may have been the year of the poltergeist. But, all right, so this one, and sticking to my roots, happened in Oz, in the state, or not state, sorry, the Northern Territory, and in a town called Humpty Doo.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get are you kidding?
Straight
no
out of
way
Australia.
That's a real thing.
Dead set.
Humpty-Doo.
Look it up.
I don't even have to look it up.
It's a real town, man.
If anyone all the Australians, fucking, like, drunk when they name their cities.
If anyone lives in this town of Humpty-Doo and you listen to this podcast, you have to get on Skype.
Yeah,
no territory. Humpty-Doo.
Somebody Google map that. Somebody
yeah,
look that. Make a screenshot and send it.
That.
And put
fact
it on the fucking Twitter.
We've got a few crackers. I'll say that. There's a few crackers
imagine.
In there that, yep, there's a fair chance someone's drunk. Oh, what the fuck's this place? Ah, it's called Humpty Doo. Yeah, that'll do. Yep, good on you. Anyway, 1998, Humpty Doo. There was a house there, and for 4 years there was a poltergeist that maliciously terrorized that house.
Maliciously?
Yeah. There were rocks dropped from the roof. Like from the driveway in the house, knives thrown and moved across the room.
Oh, this is the type of poltergeist that's going to kill you.
Proper serious shit. Oh. Two guys came in towards the end of, I guess the 4 year reign that this poltergeist had. Tony Healy and Paul Cropper. They spent several days in Humpty Doo. And
I'm sorry,
I'm just can't get over that.
Often, you know,
the best name.
Stories you'll hear that the poltergeist will, when you've got a presence around, that will backtrack or not be shown. This poltergeist didn't back off. He kept showing his presence and
never back down,
or her presence, throwing stuff around, sending bottle openers across the room and rocks and. It got to the stage where the poltergeist started leaving messages in rocks, and there's photos of him leaving, or her, sorry, leaving pictures on the ground.
Is that in the shower?
That's in the bathroom, yep. And fuck. In the rocks, the picture I've got here, it says car.
Yeah.
For our listeners, we'll post that to Facebook and Twitter.
Yep,
I'll
send the link through. And so the big ones, and there's, they started like writing on the wall as well, like words like tonight, like scribed in the wall and stuff, like graffitied on.
So just
this is like some Scooby Doo shit.
This just happened like overnight, like in the like.
Well, this is over a period of 4 months.
4 months. Okay.
So the big things that were, I guess, the big messages, and like the homeowners were saying, like if they really wanted, like if the poltergeist really wanted to injure them. They could have just put a knife in the back and they're done. But like stuff was getting thrown around, and the big words that came through that were written were fire, skin, car, help, and then Troy. Now, Troy, that's the first time they got the name through. Troy was actually one of their mates who was known to the family that was living there. And he actually died a few years prior to the poltergeist coming through in a car accident. He was incinerated.
So,
what?
So, we're talking, the fire, car, help. Thanks. So,
skin.
So, whether that was actually Troy reaching out to them and showing his presence and saying that he was around, or if it was something else.
Still, what? But he was chucking knives at him.
Fuck you guys.
Well, they may have not helped him out. Like what the fuck, man?
Is the traditional way of how Australians show friendship is by throwing knives at each other.
Well, kind of. It's like, I could have got you, but I didn't.
Humpty do. That's how they do.
Yeah, Humpty.
That's what they do in Humpty do. That's how they do in Humpty do.
Exactly, Dan. Exactly.
Fucking Humpty do.
But like, just as quick as he arrived, he disappeared.
Oh, so
4 months up, and he just...
It wasn't a lingering...
Yeah, it didn't continually harass him. It was like 4 months of like intense, malicious hassling.
Was there any like any like object that like they brought with them and left with them? Or like sometimes you hear about like hauntings, like, oh, it's a haunted object that people bring with them, and like that's haunted from then. And then you move the object and then it's like haunted somewhere else.
No, in the article I read, there was nothing in that regard, whether something was... It just... arrived.
Yeah, they didn't have anything of his. Some sort of article.
That would have been like Danny's bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nothing like the bed, or like something new was brought to his house. The presence just showed up. They actually got two priests and a Greek Orthodox. Where are we? Anyway, they tried to get They called two Catholic priests and one Greek Orthodox priest to try and exercise it, but that didn't work. All attempts failed, and one priest even reported seeing a crucifix being hurled across the room.
So it's like a poltergeist demon hybrid.
Anything that fucks with the cross or
anything, yeah,
you think
like, well, like,
something's got to go wrong there.
For me, the cross, like, I don't really believe this, like, the holy, like, a holy thing really brings out these demons. It's probably something different, but
what's weird is the cross upside down, that's not actually the sign of the Antichrist. It's a whole different...
There's been so many different crosses. Is like a sign for like fucking...
If you actually look it up and look at what like the demonic sign for the Antichrist is, it's not just an upside down cross. It's not that simple.
Yeah.
It's got it's weird design to it.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
The two guys that were, I guess, experts there, and they actually end up writing a book that they released on the 50 biggest poltergeist sightings in Australia from 1886 up until recent history. This was like rated as the number two biggest haunting known evidence, I guess, of poltergeist or demon activity in Australia. And they said that in the time they spent there, the 5 days they spent there, and other people that had visited the area, very few, if only a couple, had actually left that house being skeptical. Most people that went to this house saw some sort of activity and left as believers that, yes, so there was like something going on.
It was such a convincing haunted place that everyone's like, nope. Fuck this place.
Yeah.
Haunted.
I'm out. Yeah,
fuck Humpty Doo. I'm out of here.
Yeah. You're on your own, guys. I'm out. So, yeah, interesting to see.
Humpty Doo poltergeist.
And there's another picture of all the items that were thrown and.
It's like fucking machetes around and shit.
Yeah. Like full on kitchen knives. Those are some big rocks.
Yeah,
and
some big knives.
Holy cow.
So the big thing is like, these rocks.
That's not a knife.
I've seen you play knifey spoony before.
That'd be so funny.
You've played knifey Rocky before, haven't you?
It'd be so funny if in the shower he wrote that in rocks or whatever. That's not a knife, and then he chucked one at the guy and he was reading it.
That'd be pretty crazy.
Tell me this isn't an Australian photo. This is a corkscrew that he threw at me. Bottle opener.
Oh wow.
But yeah, so Humpty Doo.
Fucking Humpty Doo poltergeist. I don't know, man, poltergeists are I don't want one in the studio, I'll tell you that much. I got too much expensive gear in here for throwing.
Yeah,
we have enough problems already.
Yeah, we have enough problems in the studio trying to get it set up. We don't need a poltergeist in here fucking things up. Jesus.
Actually, I think it would probably just make it better at this point.
It might help us.
You got a point.
I don't know,
but
let's move on. It's another story.
All right, I got one that was told to me by a friend of a friend.
Wait, that's like the hey, what was that fucking cartoon when you were a kid? Freaky stories happened to a friend of a friend of mine. Yeah, it's good.
So I was hanging out at my buddy's house, and we were gonna go downtown, and his girlfriend showed up, and she was all upset and made him stay home. So we had left, me and my other buddy, and he had stayed. And as we were leaving, probably like, I don't know, 20 minutes later, he called us and told us about what had just happened. So I guess some of her friends, a guy and a girl, like a couple, came over and both were like hysterical. Like the guy and the girl were in tears, crying. Like obviously had like jumped out of bed and ran over to their house. Like dude was still in his boxers and shit like that. And they said that they saw a black figure rise up out of the floor. Probably like 3 feet it came up, and they didn't hesitate. Boom, out. Gone right away. Geez.
So they
didn't stick around, didn't flick on no lights to see what it was, just out.
So how drunk are they at this point?
They weren't drinking.
So just like
this is
perfectly sober.
They're fully like, conscious, fully sober.
This is like probably,
black shadow person comes flying out of the ground.
This is probably like 10 o'clock. So like we were just leaving to go downtown, and I guess this couple was going to bed, and this weird shit happened to him. Something came out of the floor.
Where was it? In the bedroom? Or
this
in
is
the
in the bedroom. Yeah.
And so in the house.
It's in the house. And I had asked. Apparently the girlfriend had like experiences all her life of like ghosts and shit like that.
Also, she was like spiritually connected.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like maybe there's something that was following
lightning
her.
Rod.
Yeah. It was fucking weird. Though, the story they told me. Something. Can you imagine seeing that? Like waking up and just being like, who's
did they
there?
Say how tall was it?
Fuck.
Before they.
Yeah, how big was the shadow that rose up?
They said that it came up like 3 feet.
So just like it was like a little fucking shadow.
Yeah, a little.
Was
shadow.
It still going? Or when they left, was it still coming up out of the floor? And then they booked it, or
I don't know.
They probably just seen like, it and just fucking got out of there.
But like the story that they got from them was like something came out of their floor and
jeez,
biode.
They saw it.
Like fuck that.
There's no mistake. Like out of there. I'd probably be crying too.
No, I don't. I hate. Shadow people, sleep paralysis or not, if that fucking happened to me, like, I don't fucking fuck that. That's not even when they're sleeping though. So that's like a shadow person, a conscious, awake shadow person that they fucking seen.
They like they were awake. They had left their house and ran to their friend's house. I guess they only live like 3 doors down or something like that, pretty close. And we're frightened, man. They were scared.
It's scary. Like
yeah,
I when I was younger got knocked out, cold hard. And when I first came
somebody
conscious.
Somebody throw a knife at you?
No, I was on Tarzan swinging, hit the ground, like just fell off.
That'll happen.
And my buddy carried me back down to his house. But the first time I came to and that I remember, I woke up in the bed and all I could see was black and white and just the silhouettes of people. And it freaked me out. And I remember them like explaining who was who. And then I went back out and the next time was like I woke up and it was color and shit. But just that's seeing so shadows weird. And silhouettes. I've still got that in my mind now, and like you said, Ron, if that you see something come out of the ground like that, like silhouette, shadow, like nope, I'm done. Catch you later.
Yeah, I think that's
one of the things like when people see like shadow people and like ghosts and shit,
Slenderman,
they get so scared that they run away so fast, and like I would do the same thing. So like it's really hard to get like an actual like you're not gonna be like oh there's a shadow person like oh that's cool like I'm gonna pull up my phone. Let me access my camera
app while I'm like a 3 foot black things coming out of my floor.
I'm gonna take my camera out of my pocket. I'm gonna throw it at the shadow person. It's gonna splinter in a million pieces, and I'm gonna run away.
Yeah.
And then everyone's gonna be like, "You're crazy, man! You didn't see." I'm like, "Well, if you were there, you would have thrown your phone too." So fuck off.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot of stories, and sure, like I think a lot of them are either like. You're seeing things, or your consciousness wants to project that type of like
event on you. It's 5% though.
But there's the few you're like, no, unexplained, like that, super fucking weird.
That's what I always kind of get hung up on is when people say, I tend to believe people more when it's like a poltergeist or like I heard tapping or I saw something move, like it moved furniture, as opposed to someone saying, I saw a ghost. Because your brain can play all kinds of tricks with your eye, and especially like light and stuff can play tricks with your eyes. But when you hear something knocking, they're like, I heard four distinct knocks. I heard something moving upstairs, or, footsteps outside my door.
Embeds like memories like that, like, oh, it was four knocks. I could tell you, like, it was loud, louder, really loud, and like a distinctive bang.
Yeah.
Like something like that. You're like, is that your mind playing tricks, or is that just like you actually fucking heard something and no one's ever going to believe you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I can't believe how people live with it. Like, you have some of these poltergeist things. I mean, like Byron said, some of them will go on for 4 months, but you've had other ones that go on for years.
I'd burn my house down.
Fuck yeah.
I just built the studio. If there's a fucking ghost in here, like picked up like a mic or something, threw it across the room, like, that's it.
Nope.
It's over. Fuck this place. I don't even have insurance. I'm fucking burning it down. I don't care.
Terrible idea.
Well, I'm not ever, would never do that. Well, depends how bad
we take everything out, then we'd burn it.
Yeah,
down.
I would take all the stuff out and then I'd burn it down and build
another
one.
If you can drum better than you, you can stay.
Yeah, it depends how good that. Yeah, exactly. If this poltergeist shows up and he's a fucking 100% perfect studio drummer, I'll stick around.
I'll pack my things and leave if that's the case.
Oh yeah, yeah. Josh actually, like, me and Josh play in a band together.
That's right, we do.
Called String Theory.
We like to have fun. Check us out.
We play Facebook. We play good music.
String Theory Band.
We have nothing recorded yet. So
not yet, but that's what we were.
Great
doing
music.
Anyways, great music. Nothing recorded. So
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Anyways. Okay, well, let's move on.
Yeah.
So I got one more story. So me and Braden have told stories of how our parents' house is haunted, and we've told stories on the podcast before. So avid listeners know what I'm talking about. The most recent one that just happened about a week ago.
No.
Over at my parents' house, and I've said it before, we have an urn with my grandmother's ashes in the house still, and we've had all sorts of crazy experiences. I'm downstairs in my parents' house about a week ago, and I can hear my mom let out like a shriek upstairs. So I walk upstairs and I'm like, what's happened? She's like, well, I was in the bathroom and I heard something tip over and it scared me. And I went and looked and it was grandma's picture. So it was a picture of my grandma had tipped forward. The weird thing is it's one of those pictures that leans back
on the, like, the kickstand,
on the
right?
Kickstand that folds out.
So to tip over, it's going to go
so
all
for it
the
to
way
tip
over.
Forward.
It's got to get momentum.
Yeah. Something either had to give it a little push or a big gust of wind.
In the house,
in my parents' room. No, there's no doors open, no windows open. So something tipped over my grandma's picture, and it scared the living hell out of my mom. So
I've said it before. Like the way like science teaches us, we live in our we have the four dimensions. We have like the depth and the width and the height, and we have time. But like physics, especially quantum physics, allows for like multiple realities or multiple dimensions. Why not? Can it be just our dimension at some points meshes with another? Is there a spirit dimension, or like what's a spirit? Is that like some? Is that just a being from a different dimension? Is that so?
They just cross over and mesh together.
Fucking weird, man. Because you hear about like multi-dimensional aliens a lot, because it's fucking alien theorizing. We love that shit. Is aliens one thing, and is paranormal a different, or are they kind of related in a way?
Could be intertwined.
Could very well be related, like some type of just like different reality or different consciousness, or who knows?
Yeah, could it be just like they're on a different wavelength or something, you know?
There's a non-visible spectrum of what we experience.
Those intersections of realities where the veil is thinner and you just get the crossover sometimes could be possible. Like, I don't see why
different
not.
Different numbers of rods and cones in your eyeballs.
Yeah, just like a different...
But when the spirit is like visibly malevolent, I was like, what's the purpose? Why?
Yeah, we've talked about that before too. Why? Like, why haunt? Why not, like, if there's an afterlife and reincarnation, why do you get stuck here, and why do you have to, like, why do you want to haunt and throw knives at people and write messages in the bathroom? Like, what's the gain in that way? Like, or maybe that's like, if we're humans and the way we logically think about shit and we die, like, okay, yeah, humans won't do that. But maybe if it's a different dimension, it's a different being who has a different logic that doesn't make sense to us. And we're like, Maybe that's what they do for fun. They throw knives at each other. Fuck, who knows?
You never know. They are pretty fucked up to begin with.
Anyways, we got one more story. I'll tell a story because we've done some poltergeists. And now I'm going to tell you of a fucking
demon.
Demonic possession. Ugh.
Yes.
And okay, if you listened before, I can't remember what case file I was on, but Andrew, our medical correspondent, told the story about the fucking demon possessed like fucking person in his ambulance. So I think it's the only time we've really talked about demonic possession, but that was a fucking insane story. So this one.
Was that the Ouija knot?
No, it wasn't Ouija knot. He told it somewhere else. But anyways, in 1974, this guy named Michael Taylor, he got possessed. And I'm going to tell you the story of how he got possessed. So they moved to this town. It was called Osett in England. Or I guess Osett in Yorkshire, England. And they got there. They weren't a religious couple. And he had lost his job at the coal mine. He had a kind of a hurt back, and he was kind of like down on his luck and shit. So they decided to join this this church, pretty much. Like I can't remember what kind of. I think it was called Anglican Church of Britain. So they went to the church, and they were thinking they're going to just be like a bunch of Bible thumpers and like fucking losers. So they didn't know. Byron, what are you pointing at here?
Just the picture. It's like, oh yeah, legs sideways.
Yeah, we've got a picture here. Sorry. Anyways, it's crazy. Anyways, yeah, so they went to this church group, not thinking that anything was going to happen. And they went there, and the people ended up being really nice. So they decided that they were going to convert to Christianity. So they continued to go to these meetings and the church groups and stuff. And there was this girl there named Mary. And she was like, what do you call her? Not a priest, but she was like a lead. She was a leader of the religious ceremonies, pretty much. And you know how like some religious people like, oh, they get like possessed by this Holy Spirit and they start speaking in tongues and they start falling over and like they can like magically heal you supposedly and stuff.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, you know what? Speaking of hallelujah, Cohen. Mr. Cohen died. Canadian musician. Famous for Leonard Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
Famous for the song Hallelujah and some other ones. He just died recently, so. You know what? Quick cheers to him.
Cheers.
Boom. Anyways, he wasn't possessed by a demon. He just died. He was 82, so he died.
Thanks for doing cheers. Might as well do a cheers for Remembrance Day, too.
Hey, you know what? Cheers, Remembrance Day, Veterans Day in the States.
We'll edit out the moment of silence.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you should have had your moment of silence already, but you know what? Even though wars are bullshit, people fight for them, so you gotta respect what they do.
I want to see Hillary, cheers, boys. Hillary and Trump out in the front lines fighting the wars.
Yeah, you know what? The fucking bankers,
the people who are making the wars,
should really, they should fucking go toe-to-toe with the fucking leader of the next country. That's how war
should
be fought.
Let's do fucking celebrity boxing, but with the country leaders.
Leader wars. Putin. Yeah. Putin all the way.
I'd love to see Trump and fucking Putin or Trump and Kim Jong-un or whoever it is now go at it.
Not not celebrity boxing. You know in Russia they have this celebrity fucking medieval knight fighting? Have you seen this?
Oh my God.
What? That's what they should fucking do. Honestly, there's a fucking celebrity like UFC knight fighting and you wear full armor and you have like blunted swords and shields and you bash the shit out of each other like in a medieval duel.
That's awesome.
And people like fucking get pretty much killed.
I gotta look this up.
Anyways, that had nothing to do with my story, 100%. But we had to give quick shout outs there, and then fucking medieval knights came out of nowhere. So what can you do?
Back on. Anyway.
Anyways, yeah, her name was Mary Robinson. She was the leader of the fucking of this Anglican church.
And hallelujah.
So,
yeah.
So they went there. It was Michael Taylor and his wife Christine. They converted to Christianity, and they started going to these church groups. And at one church group, Michael started feeling like he kind of started like acting weird and like almost like a seizure, like a lot of demonic possessions. They say you're like having a seizure, but he wasn't writhing in pain and twitching and doing all this weird shit. He was just like at church group. He was like depressed. And then all of a sudden he went to this like weird, like
trance,
almost like manic state. And they kind of, it turned out that they're like, oh, he must've got possessed by a demon like during one of these religious ceremonies. So the story continues where it kept getting worse and worse, and eventually they got two priests from their religious group, whatever. I don't think they're – I don't know what you call them if they're priests or Anglican. Let's call them fucking priests.
Yeah.
Exorcism priests, and they started
– Ministers?
Ministers, yeah. Let's call them – yeah, whatever you want to call them.
Sure.
Fuck it, whatever. they started giving him an exorcism. Everyone's seen The Exorcist, and if you haven't, like, that's pretty much what they were doing. They're fucking giving their chance. They're doing their holy water and all the shit. And as soon as they started doing it, I guess, this is when he started writhing in pain and, like, speaking in tongues and, like, screaming and doing all this crazy shit. And the priests are like, this was, like, a really, really publicly, like, a public case. They had all, like, everything was public. It was on the proper fucking news. Exorcism. It was in the newspaper. It was fucking everywhere. And I guess they fucking said this guy had 40 demons in him.
40 demons.
What did they count them leaving the body? Or
yeah, I think the priests say, like, because they do their Latin chants and shit, and then, like, we cast you out in the name of Christ. The power of Christ compels you. Or whatever, right? So they fucking knocked all these demons out. But it was such a long exorcism. It took hours and hours. That, like, well, I think they got a lot out in the first day, but they said there was 4 demons left. And the demons were, like, the demons of fucking murder, insanity, maniacs, and, like, some other fucking,
the,
like,
bad ones.
Like,
Yeah, they said that he had 40 demons in him. All the demons were of the worst words you could imagine, pretty much. And then 4 were left over in the end.
Boobs.
And so, like, a few days passed, and they're like, okay, we're gonna continue the boobs.
I may have said boobs.
You may have said
boobs. Sorry.
Somebody said boobs.
Anyways, a few days passed, and they were going to continue the exorcism at a later date because the priest, they couldn't do it in one night. So a couple days passed. The police of this fucking town, what was it called? Oh, yeah, Oset, were called in. They said, like, oh, there's some crazy guy. He's walking around downtown. And he looks like he's covered in paint. They're like, oh, what the fuck? So the police go to the call, and they're like, they thought it was some type of prank. And they show up, and they see this guy. He's, like, cowering in the fetal position on, like, the side of the street or something. And they go up and, like, oh, fuck, man, that's not paint.
Covered in blood.
He's covered in fucking blood. 100% head to toe, like, covered in blood, like, just fucking. He looks like he got, like,
full red.
Like, jumped in a pool of fucking paint, like, red paint.
Like, jeez.
Oh. So they checked him out, like, oh, are you right, sir? Like, and they realized that it wasn't his blood.
He had no injuries.
He had no injuries. So immediately, like, the guy knew who he was. He's like, oh, that's him. He has kids, and he has a dog, and he lives at this part of town. So the constable goes back.
And 40 demons.
Yeah.
Constable goes back, and I guess because the 911 call came in, one guy went to the scene where this guy was, and one guy went to the guy's house because someone recognized who he was as Michael Taylor, whoever called in the 911 call, I guess.
Yeah.
So when he got there, there was another, like, lead officer who was, like, coming out of the house, and he looked, like, I guess, just fucking disheveled. Like, holy fuck, like, don't go in there.
Something happened.
And then when this officer went in, I guess he went in there and he looked around, and he said the whole fucking room was covered, like, just blood splatter, like, you wouldn't believe. And when he went to the body to inspect the body, the face had been pretty much ripped completely off, like, gouged off. The eyeballs fucking plucked out and thrown across the room. The tongue was ripped out. The family dog was, like, choked out and, like, fucking mutilated.
Holy fuck.
So
old man had gone across there, ripped face off, destroyed the dog.
He pretty much,
and that was their blood on him.
Yeah, and then went, like, in his confession, the guy confessed that, like, when they found him and, like, with all this blood on him, he's like, "This is the blood of Satan. I've killed my wife. I know I have." Like, he was fully, like, aware.
So it was his own family he destroyed.
He destroyed his wife. It was his wife at home. Sorry, did I miss it? Did I not say that?
No, you said that.
Anyways, yeah. So his wife was at home.
I think you said it.
Anyways, it was his wife, because they knew who the guy was when the guy called it in. So they went to his house to check on the wife. And sure enough, when they got there, the wife was fucking mutilated, eyes pulled out. Like, and then we're looking for a murder weapon. And, like, after a little bit, they realized
just him.
There was no murder weapon. He fucking did it with his bare hands. Just shredded this wife. So, like,
Jesus. Can you imagine just grabbing at someone's face and pulling shit off?
It's like one of the most.
And he was aware the whole time. Like, he
was aware.
He did it, right?
He was conscious, but he probably couldn't stop.
Yeah, but he couldn't
it.
Control. He wasn't controlling his actions, but he could see it.
No, that's fucked. When he got caught by the police and he confessed, he knew what he had done, but he didn't remember doing it. Like, he was aware that he did it, but he don't remember, like, consciously making the choice to do it. He just, like, happened.
Oh, I
he knew
to
it happened.
It. Yeah,
and then he, like, freaked out when he came to and just, like, ran down the street.
Imagine that, waking up halfway through and looking down and going, "Well, just kind of
So
ate
it's
my
like
face off from a wife, and it's probably not a good thing.
It's so fucked up.
This is awkward
because there's demonic possession, and, like, demonic possession a lot of times can be contributed to, I can't remember what kind of, it's a form of epilepsy. Like there's videos of patients in like a mental hospital or a hospital of some kind, chained to the bed doing like the crazy Linda Blair, like huge twitches and like writhing in the in insane pain. And that's that actually is a scientific form of epilepsy. Like that does happen. But this demonic possession was different because he didn't really get that. He only got that, I guess, from what I read is when they started the exorcism and he started like speaking in tongues and writhing and like doing all this crazy shit.
Yeah, it's because you had 40 demons and you having a party.
Yeah.
Just being chill. And then you woke them all up and they fucking started getting pissed.
Like, yeah, so it's a fucking...
Nightclub, like, you turn the lights on. Sorry, demons. Party's over.
What? No, it doesn't work like that. They don't They don't just go away. So I guess that was...
Wow.
So yeah. And demonic possession... My theory on demonic possession is... It's like the same thing. It's like 95% are probably some type of medical.
Oh yeah,
it's either all like some type of
psychological.
Some type of hysteria or some fucking manic or some type of psychosis or some type of like extreme mental illness.
So did they end up getting the last four demons out of them?
No, I don't
or
know.
Or did they just like have the one big last? Like, let's pull their face off and then get out of here.
I don't know, but I know the court case went on for a long time, and he was mentally clear. He was like. Well, you know, it wasn't clear to the murderers, but he was like
mentally
deemed
clear.
Insane. Right?
Deemed insane, not,
so he didn't go to prison.
Not in charge.
He went to like an insane asylum instead, and then the case went back to court a couple times for appeal and stuff. Huh. I never looked that far back into it. I just thought it was just the craziest, because that's not like just a possession. We're like, oh, they're possessed and they're writhing in pain, and the priest comes in like spray some water. Like it was like he full on
something happened.
But maybe at the same time, because he lost his job. He was a little, maybe he
could have just went nuts.
Maybe he went absolutely psychotic and just did it. But the fact that like the priest did that and then he started writhing in pain, and
that's a little,
it's
that's
weird.
What's weird.
It's
about
it. It might be one of those 5%. Who knows?
You know what? Out of all like the alien encounter sightings and UFOs and that sort of thing, the whole demonic and poltergeist, that's the stuff that creeps me out.
Yeah.
Like, doors moving and like I feel more so that that's legit opposed to like this topic. This is the stuff that creeps me out and gets me going. Like,
you want to know what really creeps me out about this is everybody has a story,
some sort of story.
Everyone has a story or knows someone who has a story.
It's not something that like some people have happened to.
Oh, I might have seen something.
Fucking everybody.
Yeah. It's like, way too common not to be.
There's something else going on out there that we have no idea about, but we're picking up little signs here and there, like shit's moving or people are getting possessed and shit like that. But something
unexplained.
Something else is happening.
Bet you the government knows.
That's the perfect time to chime in. Oh yeah, like Hey, the elites know. Someone knows what's going on here, I'm telling you.
They just can't keep it all under wraps.
I don't know with this sort of thing, though. I don't
know.
No,
it's a global phenomenon. Like, it's not just an American thing, or it's not a North American thing, or European thing.
It's all over the planet. Like, everybody, there's ghost stories from fucking everywhere.
It's like, it goes back way back to, like, ancient tribes and stuff, like, that believe in, like, reincarnation, all that other thing. Like, it's a common practice in some cultures to like talk with
the spirit, like the spiritual side, right? Yeah. The spiritualism is like common throughout all of like ancient cultures, pretty much.
Yeah, like over here in Thailand, ghosts are a real big thing. Ghosts
they take it serious, right?
Yeah, there's this one really good story. They had this bout of what they called nightmare death syndrome that had been reported around certain men in Thailand.
This
is a real thing. It's a real story. It happened a while ago in like 1990. And apparently they were being killed in their sleep by spirits, which they called widow ghosts. And they're said to be ghosts of particularly sexual women who met a violent death. And now they're out to kill, and they would go out to kill men and take their souls as husbands.
Huh.
And so the only way to I don't know who came up with the idea, but they figured that the only way to ward these ghosts off was by hanging men's penises around their necks and in the proximity of sleeping men.
Okay, wait. Where are they getting these penises from?
Oh no!
Well, they didn't have to use real penises. They said most of them were carved from wood.
Okay,
or other materials.
They didn't.
They're using wooden dildos. Is what they
didn't
using.
Have to use so, real penises.
You can still find them. Like you'll still find them. I know if you guys have been to Thailand when you guys went to the markets, so you'd see a bunch of just carved wooden penises just around, right?
Yeah.
So
dicks everywhere.
Dicks everywhere. Yeah.
And there's just it was nuts.
Everybody looked, man.
So this was a big thing for a while, and they're hanging the penises all over the place. One people they set up a scarecrow with a giant 3-foot-long penis, and called it the Ghost Hunter. Like they put it on there, like the Widow Ghost Hunter. They put a sign on it that said that. And the people went to great lengths to try and keep their men safe from these widow ghosts. But they said that in the end, autopsies revealed that the men had just died due to poor nutrition.
Huh.
That most of them had just eaten sweet rice, which led to overproduction of insulin. And with stress and bad, the other parts of their diets were enough to kill them when they slept.
Wow.
Interesting.
Things that'll kill you.
Sweet rats.
So, but then again, maybe the 95% of them were just were that, and then that 5% were the widow ghosts.
Yeah, like I honestly think in most things it's like 95%.
It's a good ratio. I like the numbers.
That's been like
makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
People are seeing it or making it up or experiencing it in their own head or like projecting their own consciousness, making their own reality of like something that's not there. But there's some that are unexplained and. They're like you just can't explain it at all.
Yeah.
I think there's some credence to the kind of theory like Freddy Krueger or the Talpas. You guys know what a Talpa is? T-A-L-P.
Something like an El Nasty or what?
I've never heard of Talpas.
El Nasty.
A Talpa is a type of, it's like it's basically, it's a kind of creature that thrives on like kind of it appears in whatever form that you think about, and it thrives on like
thought.
The more you believe in it, the more people that believe in it, it comes into existence and becomes more solid.
Now it's in my mind. Now I'm thinking of this thing,
cuttlefish.
So basically, it's like Freddy Krueger. It's like it's like why they in the movies like you can't talk about him. That's why the town wouldn't talk about him. Right. And then when people started learning about him, he gained more power. As
and the
people,
more nightmares he fed on, the more crazy they got, and then
the more he became solidified in the minds of the people, and the more damage he could do. And sometimes I think that's part of it. Like maybe you get that little spark of something, and then maybe the ghost just moves a little bit, or moves like a tiny little thing, and then people start thinking about ghosts, and that lends them more. More substance.
No,
Car's
been moved.
I've heard there's an experiment, man. Oh, this just came back to me. I wasn't planning, but there's an experiment where like this team of researchers, I think from University of Toronto. Oh fuck, what's it called? I think it's called like the Franklin experiment. No, it's probably not the Franklin because we just did the Franklin exhibition. But it's some type of like it's an experiment where they created a ghost. Like they sat down and they created a ghost and they created all his memories. But he was a fake ghost. Like this group of researchers made it up, and like they would think about him, and they would try and get him to like some of himself and shit. But when they brought it into a séance like scenario, and everyone was really concentrating on this ghost, they were managed to like make contact with a ghost that they had created in their own consciousness. This small group of people, and this experiment was its own name after that. And it wasn't really accepted in scientific like community, but it happened, and they were managed on with their own reality, like their own consciousness, managed to create this like new ghost that wasn't even there before.
That blows my mind.
So like
if you could sit there and just put so much positive energy into a thought.
So they all fucking concentrated on it, and like that just goes to show you that the mind is not. It's just the mind is exactly like. Subatomic particles they don't have an actual set space in the like it's called like the quantum theory. You take particles and they're completely random, the probability is completely random until you try and measure the particle, and then the particle exhibits a certain form depending how you're trying to measure it, and as you go like it will change. So they're trying to say like the brain is actually just some type of quantum computer that if you change what you're projecting out of it, it actually can physically affect the reality you're experiencing. It's fucking weird.
I don't even really understand what you just said.
Exactly, right?
Hey, I mean, I got a little bit of it, but
this is as simply as I can put it after everything I've read and everything I've done. It's just pretty much if we go by the fact that the whole universe comes from a singularity, like a Big Bang, we are all technically made of the exact same explosion.
Yeah.
So technically, we're all just the universe experiencing itself.
I love that.
So if everyone has the same if everyone's made of the same shit, if everyone's made of stardust or whatever you want to call it, we're all actually connected on some type of, like, everything's connected. Like, all the planets, everything is like, if it all comes from one and we're all made from that one explosion.
Incest?
Technically, it's a big fucking incest ball.
True, yeah.
If you want to put it that way, fucking Byron.
That's what we should name Case File 28. Big incest ball.
Anyways, that's just like the simplest I can put it. Like, so when this kind of stuff happens and people like, I don't know. There's something more than just like what they tell you, like, oh no, science is real. It's like you live, you die, that's it. There's game over. There's probably like, I don't know, there's gotta be something in the middle.
Humpty doo.
And there's my rant for the day.
Byron just pulled up a map of Humpty Doo.
Yeah, Byron pulled up a map of Humpty Doo, and it's a real thing.
We just got the fact check.
I heard, Zoe, that our brain apparently only perceives like 4% of the universe, and like what we see and experience is only like 4% of what's actually happening or something like that. So you imagine like if you linked and had like a bunch of different brains thinking the same thought, could you imagine what else you could?
It's like the movie Limitless, right?
Yeah. You
only experience a certain percentage.
The TV series, which is also amazing.
Fuck. Well, like, honestly,
it's a weird thought. It's hard to express.
I don't know. Like, people say, oh, you don't use that much of your brain, but then a lot of people are like, oh, when you think a thought, like, your whole brain fires up, or you listen to music, your whole brain fires up. So I don't know, like, how much of your brain.
I'm not saying
how much of your brain we use.
How much of, like, the universe we
That's a common myth, that whole thing about we only use part of our brain. There's only like
the whole
most
brain
of the brain is
off.
Just like fat. Most of the brain is just fat and padding, and like the actual neurons and stuff that do the work, that do the thinking, is like 20% of your brain. The rest is just like protein and
your synapse fire, judging by what you do. If you like constantly train your brain will fire more neurons, pretty much.
Well, they're saying now. Like they've done experiments in the at least in the U.S. military with like electrostimulus, and basically they hook up electrodes to people's brains, and they said it increases their like problem solving and alertness abilities. They're going to start doing it, being able to like extend the times that people can be like fully functional, or whatever. They said they had good.
Man, I fucking believe that. Nuts. I believe that for sure, because. Like our brains, it's all free. It's all electrical. It's all frequency. And if you could like stimulate that certain frequency range, which stimulates that certain type of brain function, who's to say that
a little bit?
Yeah, who's to say that like that won't work? Like, and you keep hearing these kind of stories. Like the brain is electrical signals, and you can manipulate it depending on what type of frequency you pump through it.
That's incredible.
Could you imagine what you could do with that?
Oh my God. Anyway, boys, we have a Skype caller here.
All right.
Woo! We had some great talk there. So we're going to see. He might not be on. He might be went to bed. So
who is this?
His name's Michael or Mikkel.
Michael? Oh, let's go with Mikkel.
I like Mikkel.
Good.
You can accentuate the
attitude. He's been on the line for like half an hour waiting because we always are way too late.
Well, Mikkel, sorry, we're not sorry. So
sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
How Canadian can we get? How many sorries can we say in one sentence?
I'm not Canadian. I can
sorry for being not sorry, but we're sorry because we're not sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sorry, mate. Shit happens. I said sorry. I'm Canadian.
Yeah. Said it twice.
Byron.
Look at me.
You officially got your papers.
Mikkel.
Australians. I fucking wish. Tell you what.
Oh, it didn't work. It didn't work.
No?
Or did it? Mikkel,
are you there?
Oh, I don't know what happened. I think he lost. We lost him. Try again.
Shoot a message.
There's no messages you get. You get two phone calls and then that's it. Then you're gone.
He's our only caller.
You get three phone calls.
Well, we had more, but we because I told everyone like 10 to 10:15, but then by the time we got everything sorted out, it was like 10. It was like fucking too late. So.
Oh, hello.
Mikkel, are you there?
Mikkel, you still alive?
Not working, Mikkel.
We're about to find out.
Nothing.
No, it doesn't look like it.
While we're waiting for Mikkel, I could share my one little
tidbit. All right.
No, wait. Don't share it yet because this is,
shut down.
It's quite small, to be honest with you. I just had kind of a thought.
Well, it'll get edited out right now.
Oh, this is all getting edited out. All
right, that's fair.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, he's Mikkel? Calling.
Oh, do that. Do that again. Do
call us again.
That again.
Mikkel.
That's it. He popped up for a second on the Skype. I saw him.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Gone. And then he just hung up or something.
There he is.
Oh same thing.
Can you call him?
Add to call.
Oh, excuse me.
He said he just downloaded Skype today, so he doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah, okay.
Mikkel.
Dan, I'm going to hang up on you for a second. I'll call you right back.
All right.
Fuck you, Dan.
Dan, you still there?
He gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Mikkel.
Hello.
Yay.
Yeah, there Welcome. We go. It worked.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, is it Mikkel or Michael?
Yeah, let's clear this up.
Yeah, it's Mikkel.
Yeah. Mikkel.
Yeah, we got it. Right.
Got nice. It.
Okay, we're trying to get Dan back on, but it's not working.
Hang tight, I hear you. Mikkel.
Oh, Dan, you're here?
I hear you.
Oh, Dan's back. All hey, right. we got Mikkel on the line.
All right.
Mikkel, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maine.
From okay, Maine. Oh, he's wait. Right. Oh, you're fucking, it's late for you. Yeah, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
From New England.
It is. It is. It's like 2 minutes till two.
Yeah, well, yeah, we appreciate you waiting on for us because we're never on time, and this is what happens.
We make promises and we can't
We
keep
make
them.
Promises and we fuck
but,
them up.
But we thank you for waiting, mate.
Yeah,
really appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know what? So since episode one, I've kind of got to know you guys, so that's okay.
Okay. Well,
then, you know it's probably better than we do then.
There's no surprises then.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. So I don't know what you guys were talking about for the whole like hour beforehand, but I'm sure with demonic possessions and like all of that stuff, I don't know where you're at with that whole thing, but the only thing I have to contribute is really my own experiences and my
own city. Yeah, yeah, that's what we want to hear. Yeah, dive right into it, man. Dive right in.
So I guess the whole point of the whole bit of that is that 16 years ago, I was moving into a new apartment and, you know, being a gay man in Maine 16 years ago is a very different situation. So we were moving into an apartment. We didn't know where we were going to go. And we didn't have a lot of options. And so we found this one place in Lewiston, Maine, and that's really close to Quebec. And you guys know it's a very French area and they moved down there. And so the whole area was industrialized. So when we moved into that apartment, we didn't really know what we were getting into. We were like 21, 22. It was a very unique experience. We're on like the fourth floor of this really weird apartment, and we got into there and it was the weirdest experience of our lives. So I've never been in any sort of experience where like supernatural or any sort of thing happened. So we just got this apartment. It was like the smallest weird, like fourth floor, three-room apartment you can imagine. And in that environment, we're sitting there, and in the bathroom, there was this, like,
French lady standing in front of the sink.
What do you mean, French lady?
We looked into the bathroom, and there was a French like.
Oh, a fucking French ghost!
She had like.
Was it black and white? Like shadow?
Yeah, was it shadowy or was it like a full colored like
apparition? No, like 100% human. Like it looked like
I thought somebody was in your house.
Don't like it at all.
Standing in the bathroom, this woman with like you know that like French like I don't know
what French
like,
French maid. French maid outfit, yeah, French frills and stuff.
I'm getting a little like turned on, actually, a little fantasy here. I think a little.
I imagined her holding a baguette.
Some hairy armpits or something. Like,
she's not that French.
Just, oh, okay.
Old 1800s. Think of like 1800s style, like
Victorian French.
Victorian,
like,
okay.
Corset.
So she had a baguette,
French guard clothing,
hairy armpits.
Mr. Conspiracy style. Cannot stop thinking about the baguette for some reason.
He's hungry.
I love bread. I love bread. I do. No. Carbs, anything.
Okay, no. There's a fucking French ghost in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, this lady sitting there with like this bonnet, like.
I can picture it now.
Yeah. Oh, the bonnet. Yeah, I can picture it with the bonnet. Yeah.
She's standing there with her hands in the sink. And we're just sitting there looking at it going,
at least she's clean.
Who the hell is this lady in our bathroom? So we're kind of freaked out and we turn away. We look back. She's gone. And so we're both looking at each other having seen something. We're not drinking, we're not like smoking pot or nothing. We're thinking sitting there going
fully conscious. Yeah.
What the fuck was that? We actually dismissed this as like just something that happened and we moved on. We were young, it was before the internet was really popular. We actually moved on. So that's fine.
Sorry to cut in. What year are we talking? Out of curiosity.
It's like 2001.
Okay, because a couple of stories we've spoken about tonight, you're saying you haven't really heard for the last hour, happened in 1998. So I was just wondering whether it may have been the same year, because that would have been
trying to make connections,
weird.
But it didn't work.
Yeah.
No, sorry, continue. And that's fine. I mean, this building that we were in, like later on, I mean, I'll tell you about the history of this that we found out later because the internet didn't exist.
Yeah.
When we moved into it, we found out a whole bunch of stuff about this building after the fact. But while
built on a graveyard or some shit?
No, it wasn't built on a graveyard. It was just like, you know how indentured servants kind of like moved into like the populous areas? So. We had, like, in Maine, the way that it worked out, it's a very rural state. So the industrial industry happened where there was just a few rich people. And then they created housing around it, like, around the rivers.
Yep.
So the very poor people lived in these places. And they just, like, filled them with people. And they died, and they lived there, and they did all this stuff. And then in that same building, over the course of... I don't know, 50 years or so, lots of people lived and died, very poor people. And it was just like a cycle of living and dying in that same place. We didn't really know that that was a poor place until we got there. We didn't really have any choices, so we just kind of moved into this place. But they only like give you a week-to-week rent. We thought that was normal for people who didn't have like...
Week-to-week?
It's like a hotel.
We didn't really think about that as a week-to-week thing. But at that point, like, after we left, like, I don't know, maybe half a year after we left, they demolished that place and built a parking lot. And most of the things we found out about it after the fact were just, like, anecdotal. Like, everyone else, it was a six-story place in Maine, which doesn't really exist. They just built this housing in Lewiston, Maine. And you won't find any six-story buildings there. They did it just for like four houses. And it was really like that 1800s to 1900s era where there was just people living there, cycling through it.
Man, so, okay, was there any... So you said you've seen the French girl. She didn't have a baguette.
No, she did not.
Wait, did you? She had a baguette?
No, she did not have a baguette conspiracy. Get the fuck out of here.
She must have had one. I don't know where I got this thinking she had a baguette from.
You can't let go of the baguette.
Subconscious thoughts.
Okay, no. But we, okay, was there any more besides just seeing the French girl?
Did you see her again?
Did you see her again? Did she throw some shit? Or like, did she really fuck with you guys?
Just the one sighting?
Oh, no, you wait. There's way more that happened in this apartment. Okay. It's so fucked up.
Tell us, yeah.
So after the French girl thing, at one point, you know, John, who is my husband and boyfriend at the time, was in the bathroom at the same place where she was washing his hands. And then at one point, he saw a hand.
No.
Come over his left hand.
No.
While he's washing his hands.
No, I don't like it.
It came over his hand. He thought it was me. I was actually in the bedroom.
Oh, it's like a physical
over.
Contact fucking ghost.
That's weird.
Fuck that.
So here's the weird part. I was two rooms over. I was reading a book in that room. I was just sitting there reading. And all of a sudden I heard, hey. And I said, hey. And he goes, what?
Just freaked out. You're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place.
Was because I was the voice he heard.
Too far away.
Which was far away. He fucking flipped out, turned around.
Shit.
And there was no one there.
So he's in the bathroom. He thinks it was your hand touching him.
Goosebumps.
But he's a fucking ghost. So he's like, hey. Hey, Mikael. And he's like, what? And you scream from two rooms away. And he's like, oh, fuck. So no. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me. So,
I got a little goosebumps.
Is there more? Is there more?
Yeah, keep going.
Please tell me there's more.
So it gets worse.
Yes, it
does. I'm not even kidding. It gets worse. So he's at work. 5%. We're both working at the same place. We're working at Dunkin' Donuts at night. We're working third shift. You know, all kinds of crazy hours and stuff like that. So it's a shit ass apartment, you know, like three rooms that are like connected, but it's fourth floor, this tight ass crazy space. So there's not a lot of room, but we put a couch somehow in this room that was not really a living room, but it was. But if you think about it, if you were laying on the couch and your head was at one end and at your feet, there was a door to the left hand side. Just at your feet, like behind the couch, the left-hand side.
Someone took your feet.
Kind of part of the room. Well, I was laying there one morning after a third shift, just laying there. This is during the day. Now, the daylight's out there. There's sun, everything coming through the light. Through that door, I see a shadow.
Oh, shadow.
Get the fuck.
Like, of a body. That is like a 7 foot tall person that is barely able to fit through the door.
Do they have red eyes?
Shadow person.
Do they have red eyes? Do they have red eyes?
As laying there, walk through, and it's this shadow that comes through the door. And as I'm laying there looking up at this thing, it like puts its arm on the couch. And then I'm like freaking out.
No, Mikael.
And then it walks past me. I can't even deal with that at that point. But this is happening during the day.
Well, I can't go to sleep now.
Yeah.
It ruined my day. This was in the daytime?
This isn't the day?
This is during the day. Oh, and when I'm not even asleep.
It was like four. You sounded like 4 o'clock?
Well, it was probably like 8 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Because
early.
I was 8 a.m. third shift, but it was still daylight. I mean, the sun had come up and everything.
How long were you in this apartment for? How long did you guys stay there?
How did we stay? How long did we stay
there? Yeah,
about 4 months or so.
4 months?
In this apartment? Yeah, like total, because we had to. The only reason we
had to move because it's fucking haunted. That's why.
No, shit, you're a better man than I am.
Buddy would have put his arm on the couch and I'd have been like, it's yours.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Get out of here.
Oh, this is bottom line stuff.
Wait, it gets better?
It gets better than this.
Yeah. You keep leaving us on like this, Mikkel. Keep going. I don't know what
Stop teasing us, man.
Keep going, yeah.
So then, like a week or so later, now this takes a little bit of a backstory, but we had a friend. It was our best friend. You know, she was going through a whole bunch of different relationship issues and stuff like that. So at one point, she had a boyfriend who she didn't want to know what Christmas gifts they were getting. We were starting to like get towards that Christmas.
Hello?
What the fuck
was that?
What the fuck just happened?
What just happened?
Mikkel.
Dude, did you guys hear that fucking voice, man?
Dan.
Did you guys hear Dan?
I heard that. Hello.
Holy fuck, dude, that just broke.
Ryan!
Holy fuck, man!
Ryan!
Oh, what the dude, that scared the shit out of me. What the fuck just happened? I'm like crying, man.
Hang on. Shh.
Okay, we're back. We got Dan back. We don't know what the fuck happened. We had some weird... I went to the bathroom. These guys started freaking out. I came right back. I fucking pinched it off. I come running back in the studio. I thought I all got fucked up. They're saying that there's a fucking demon on the other end.
We for our listeners who have been listening a long time, we don't play tricks. We legitimately just had an experience in studio with
Mr.
Multiple listeners in studio who heard it and are all shaking.
So there was a voice, a deep rumbling fucking voice trying to like
something. I hope to God that
are you serious?
That's on
I'm telling
recording.
You the God honest
I
truth.
I hope to God that we have that.
If we didn't
recorded.
Pick it up,
we've
been, I don't
hey,
know
we haven't stopped recording the whole time.
No,
so
I know
all,
that, but I'm just saying if it's just something that we heard and it's not recorded, that's going to sound fucking
weird. Is it part
weird.
Of the 95% or is it part of the 5%, you think?
I don't know. He was freaking out just as bad as I was freaking out when I heard it,
Mr.
Man.
Conspiracy and I locked eyes and we shared a moment of scaredness.
Oh, yeah. The thing is,
we're all listening. We're going through the same, I guess, media outlet. We're hooked up to the same device. It may have come through that. I don't know what it was, but it was deep. And when we looked at each other, we all freaked out. Myself, Mr. Conspiracy, and Josh, special guest, studio.
Okay. We got Mikkel back.
Mikkel's back. We're just saying.
We're back. The whole studio is back.
No, we lost Dan, though. Dan's
was so messed up.
What the fuck happened?
Oh, man.
What just happened?
Well, kicked me off. I had to reset my password on Skype.
Oh, my God.
It would not accept any passwords. Like, I put in the same password over and over and over again.
Adding
like
to the
for
story.
However long we were gone, it would not accept it. It just finally now did to reset all this stuff.
Dude,
it,
I'm telling you,
what's
we,
going
we
on?
Had stuff. We had something happen, man.
Okay, wait, everyone, quiet. Dan,
I hear you guys.
Mikkel,
I'm here.
Okay, we're back to where we were. This is so fucked up. I don't know what happened.
It was like a 20-minute period of just.
You've got a good echo running it.
And the technology portion was really messed up. Like it really was like the everything that I looked at, the pixels were all messed up. My computer was all messed up. It was crazy.
I think we just bumped into a different dimension.
I don't know what just happened, man. I think again, we just broke ground. Something weird just happened.
Just recapping where we were, Mikkel, you're going to the next level of your partner's crazy stories and encounters, and you're about to tell us like the next level. I think the last part we were listening to was your partner.
Well,
had
I don't even know what part you guys stopped hearing.
I remember you talking.
You, leave off?
You were telling me about you the guys voices. Were laying in bed, and something had flown across the room from left to right. Or
that
whatever.
Was the last thing I heard. And then I went to take a piss.
Yeah.
And then I saw you guys fucking screaming like a bunch of girls.
Yeah. So the last
and
thing
then
I remember, you were
come running back in here, and then we lost everything. Yeah. Everything got fucked up.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll continue.
So we're probably near the end of that. Then. Okay. So like the.
Uh oh.
No. Not
no.
Again.
This is incredible. This can't be.
That my friend gave flew across the room. Hello?
Okay, we lost you for a second, but you're back.
Yeah.
Gifts got thrown across the the room.
Like, I can't even believe the fact that this part of the story is the part that the whatever's out there is trying to interrupt. That's crazy.
Okay, so you had gifts.
Okay, wait. We were thrown across the room. Get it out right away. Let's hear it. Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
They flew across the room. Flew across the room. Okay. Yep. What happened next?
They hit the wall and they hit the ground. And both of us were at that point so aware of the fact that this was a thing that was attacking us. We had to leave. This was ridiculous. At this point, it was in our faces. Like, we had been building up to this. We had seen all this stuff. There were other little stuff that I wasn't even going to mention, like with bottle caps that were moving on tables. Like, we're in Maine. There's not like earthquakes or anything like that, but we would sit there and watch on the table. Like, we'd like pop a beer and put the bottle cap on the table, and it would like move across from a whole table from one corner to the other. We'd watch it happen over the course of a night. Like, weird shit in between. But those are like the major events. Like, this was so in our face, and neither of us were ever ever thinking about like ghosts, or we always thought that was like bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we moved into this place, and it was so in your face.
You couldn't ignore it.
Get the hell out of there.
Okay, yeah. So you never really had any ghost experience before you moved into this place,
right?
And your boyfriend, you move into this place, and it slowly escalates from, like, just seeing a French girl with a baguette.
Just.
which was jarring.
She didn't have a baguette.
She had one.
Well,
we've come to the conclusion
Mr. Conspiracy
that
wants to say she had a baguette, but she didn't have a baguette, but you really want to understand that she did have a baguette.
So all I can see
just
is
for,
she's
just for fun, no, we'll say she had a baguette.
But I will tell you, Mr. Conspiracy's like sake, she was smoking. She was had a butt, like it was a rolled cigarette.
Also, we do picture the girl from the porn video now.
Rolled cigarette.
Yes, we do.
Okay, it started off slow. You've seen the French girl. And then it progressed more, and all of a sudden they're fucking throwing gifts across the room.
No,
wait a minute. There was a hand.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah, the hand. Yeah,
that was the last thing. Washing your boyfriend's hand, helping him.
Yeah. That was the last thing we heard, yeah.
Right. The hand, and now they're throwing shit across the room. What happens next?
No, in between that, there was the shadow figure that walked out.
Oh, yes.
The 7-foot tall shadow figure.
Yeah. That must have been the last thing we heard.
So much happened.
One of those things was the last thing we heard before this whole thing got fucked up.
We're so sorry, Mikkel. Shit hit the fan.
Yeah, man. We lost it over here.
We're rattled, to be
So you had a French girl. You had the fucking shadow figure. You had the hand. You had the shit thrown across the room. What happens next?
We left.
That's what you should have done.
I got the fuck out of there,
too. We did. I mean, we were only there for 4 months because it was so... It was so crazy.
Like Humpty Doo.
But it gets worse, though, guys. You don't even understand like what we found out about it.
Oh, yeah. What happened afterwards?
We left that place demolished after that. We found out that when we looked back at this place, it was it was where all the poor people lived and all that stuff. But there were indentured servants. There were beatings, there were deaths, there were murders. This was like a complex. We had no idea when we moved into this place that this was like even a thing. And then when we left, the internet wasn't there, but then we had the internet. Like the internet happened. And so we were looking up going, what the hell was going on, because we'd never experienced it before. We have never experienced it after. And we had to look into it, and that place was fucked up.
So when do these things happen, Mikkel? Like, are we talking like early 1900s? Are we talking mid? When?
Yeah. It, it's late 1800s, early 1900s, where there's all this crazy stuff going on. There were like in that part of Maine, there were like shoe shop, children abuse, like all the stuff you could think of that was terrible. The industrial era happened, and it happened like there, like right there. We didn't know. Like when we went there, we just thought that like, well, this is the only place we can get. It's week to week. We have to pay whatever. We didn't know even that this was the type of thing that this place was. But for years, and I don't even know what happened in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, right.
Of this type of like place that has like serious bad things, like what, like all the terrible things you would want to do in a place that's a week to week place. We didn't know, but there we lived, and it was intense. Like it's almost like retrospectively, the energy that was going on there before we got there was crazy.
So I guess crazy. Don't agree to week to week renting
fees. Yeah, if you see a place with a week to week renting, get the fuck out. Yeah.
Just say no.
Just say no.
There's a reason why.
I'm way older now. Never do that.
Because nobody can stay in it longer than a week.
Hindsight's 20/20, and next time, I'm guarantee you're not doing a fucking week-to-week stay.
No.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Like, I'll tell you right now, like, that was so messed up that, like, to this day, I'm on a podcast in 2016 talking to you guys about it. That's how bad it is.
Honestly,
like,
it's fucked up.
This is good.
Honestly never had a podcast where I've seen Mr. Conspiracy pee his pants, pretty much, for whatever reason. Whatever happened.
Like I said, man.
I don't know what the situation was, why that came up, but.
Yeah, like I really hope that whatever we heard, everybody else can
comes
hear
through.
When we
comes
go
through,
back.
Comes to the recording.
Because if it does, we got gold, buddy. Gold, Jerry. Gold.
Gold. I'm telling you, there's some weird stuff out there, and I never thought I would ever experience it in my life either. It's messed up. So if you guys heard, I hope to hell though it's not following me. So that's kind of scaring the shit out of me.
I hope so too, mate, for you and your partner.
Yeah, if you know what, if it hasn't came back by now, it probably isn't. But
you're safe. Well, you're safe.
You're probably safe.
It's like you left there. You left there, and it stopped, right?
Well, no. Well, apparently.
No, you're not safe.
Mikkel, you're doomed. This is like Final Destination type shit. Now,
yeah, you escaped death the one time. Now, what's happening?
Yeah. Tell us more, no, please.
Anyways, that's, you know what? It's a fucking crazy story. We're really glad you called in because that just made our night. It was
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. I mean, you guys gave me, I never even listened to podcasts, honestly. Before you guys came on board, I was flying out to something, and someone told me, hey, you have to catch on your podcasts. I'm like, what the hell is podcast? And I said, you know what? Aliens are fun. Conspiracies are fun. I looked that up, and there you were. Like, it was like the same way you started. Perfect. Ever since then, I've like listened to podcasts. So
perfect, man.
Awesome, that's, man. Awesome. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah,
and appreciate you calling in, because that was like, we haven't really had a call in like that yet. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was a real good. That's the best one so far.
I think so too. I haven't been part of a podcast that was like that. I'm leaving here shaking, man.
Mr. Conspiracy has to spend the night here now.
I have to sleep over because I got scared so bad that I'm forced to drink myself to sleep now. I ain't going to bed.
You know what?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll make a picture of Ron Pond that will and then you can make a T-shirt, wear it, and feel safe. How's that?
Sounds good.
That's awesome. All right, while everyone's on the line, we'll do the closing shit here. All right. We still got T-shirts. There's only like two left of every size. If you want one,
order them in. What do we have to do? What do they have to do to get some T-shirts?
It's $20 to meteormusicstudio@gmail.com on PayPal in Canada. $23, same address. Everything's the same in the States. And if you want one from across the ocean, either way, either in the UK or Europe, anywhere like that, or Australia, It's honestly not that much. Wait, I've looked into it. It's only like maybe another $5, so it might be like $28 or $30 max. If you want one, we'll send it to you. If you don't want one, that's all good. Yeah. We'll figure something out in the future. But yeah, follow us on Twitter at Truth Is Out There.
Truth Is Out There.
Alien Theorists on Facebook.
Like the weed.
AlienTheorist.com. AlienTheorist@gmail.com. Pretty much just fucking Alien Theorists, so wherever theorist, you can fucking find us. You'll find alien us.
You'll find us. You get amongst us.
I mean.
Anyways, that was just, that was awesome.
That was something else.
And we're coming back next week, Brayden. We'll be back. I know we kind of missed a week. You guys gave us a little shit on Twitter and Facebook. You know what? If you don't know by now, we don't follow promises. We try our hardest. We really fucking try.
But when we deliver, we deliver.
You get Mr. Conspiracy penis pants in the house.
How about this fucking show tonight?
This is my guy.
This has been a great one.
Anyways, this is like we're getting close to 2 hours here. So you know what?
Yeah, I think we should wrap this one up.
In the words of Brayden, keep those eyes on the skies.
On the skies.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.